Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
Well, the photo of the day from the papers goes to the Irish Independent, which has a picture of former Olympian Sonia O'Sullivan smiling, beaming, as she presents the gold medal to her daughter Sophie after her win in the women's 1500s at the National Outdoor Senior Championships in Santry in Dublin. A great front page photograph, and the Irish Independent says a new era beckons for Irish athletics, and it certainly does. So great photograph there. Well done to Sam Barnes for capturing that moment. The main story in the front of the Irish Independent is that our bin prices are going to rise. Waste firms warn bin bills must rise over bottle scheme is the headline. Waste collection companies are warning they may increase prices for recycling bin collections to make up for the loss of plastic bottles and drinks cans to the deposit return scheme. This surely wasn't the plan now, was it, when they were bringing in this scheme, that everyone would be charged extra for their recycling bin? They say the bottles and cans are the most valuable items in household green bins. The bin companies find them very valuable indeed, and apparently now they're losing millions of euro in sales because the scheme means that people are going off using the machines themselves. The waste companies are losing out, and when they lose out, it means that we lose out and we have to pay more. So that's the front of the Irish Independent. Nice, happy news for a Monday morning. The Irish Times tells us that new changes to landmark gambling legislation will see children allowed onto premises where betting takes place, while ATMs will now be allowed in certain circumstances. So you read that and you wonder, where's the crackdown on gambling if we're going to allow kids in and have ATMs with ready access to money? The government also intends to introduce further exemptions for charitable and philanthropic groups from the planned gambling advertising watershed between 5:30 a.m. and 9 p.m. Now, previously it was announced an exemption from the watershed for charitable and philanthropic organisations where the prize did not exceed 10,000 euros. They're expanding that. This is all in a memo for Cabinet detailing plans for a full exemption from the advertising watershed to allow flexibility for GAA groups, charities, other not-for-profit organisations to advertise and fundraise. The gambling regulation bill is before the Shannon. As we say, ATMs will be allowed to operate in certain circumstances where gambling takes place, and children will be allowed into betting areas. The Irish Examiner: violent conflict in overcrowded jails is inevitable because the prisons are so packed. They're worried now about fights and rows, and the Examiner says that the overcrowding crisis in prisons is inevitably going to result in conflict during the warm summer months because the inmates are literally on top of each other. Prison officers have warned, they've told Justice Minister Helen McEntee, that they can't see how they're going to get through the coming months without increased violence in our prisons. That is the Prison Officers Association warning. The Irish Daily Mail: it's interesting, the media moving away from the pilot strike, which is quite interesting. So it's only the Daily Mail, I can see, that has it on the front page as their main story, talking about the industrial dispute. The headline: pilots were not going to back down. Aer Lingus pilots refusing to back down on demands for a 24% pay rise. Of course, they're returning to the Labour Court today in a bid to halt industrial action affecting holidays for tens of thousands of travellers. The Irish Daily Mail also has a new word on me called dinkwad on the front page, which stands for double income, no kids with a dog. And these are the couples who are blissfully happy with all the money. They've no children and they've a dog, and they're wildly happy, according to the Irish Daily Mail. They have a big feature on that. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page: OAP killed in quad bike horror. A shocking story from Mayo. A pensioner died in a quad bike accident yesterday. The man in his 80s lost his life after getting trapped under the vehicle when it overturned on a road on Achill Island. It happened outside the village of Keel. Emergency services were called to the scene, but unfortunately the man died. The Irish Sun: now help other kids. Lovely photograph of a boy, Liam Dennehy Quinn, smiling as he returns home after months waiting for his scoliosis surgery. He's 13 years of age. He was in hospital. His mother, Pamela, fought for his operation, and he's now got his operation, and she wants help for the hundreds of other children left on waiting lists like the Sun's Kids Can't Wait campaign. She said that there has to be change. And of course, I'm sure she'd be quick to point out the promises made by Taoiseach Simon Harris when he was health minister, that no children would be waiting. I think it was longer than 6 months was the promise made. They haven't been able to deliver on that so far. Final story from the front page is from the Irish Daily Star. Ahir Aviva Out is the headline. Taylor Swift last night hailed Irish people as natural storytellers as she rocks the Aviva for the third and final time on her Eras tour. The Star has an interview with a 7-year-old girl from Dundalk called Mia Green, who told of her joy as she was given Taylor Swift's hat at Saturday night's gig. So that's it all over now. I'm sure she's probably left the country already. The Mail tells us that there were some big celebrities there. So we saw Graham Norton, Ardal O'Hanlon were at the gigs. I'm trying to remember who else on the previous nights. But last night really is when the proper celebrities were there, because the Mail says that Julia Roberts, Stevie Nicks and Taylor Swift's boyfriend Travis Kelce were some of the famous faces in the Aviva last night for her Dublin concert. On a separate note, amazing the amount of Americans who flew in for the Taylor Swift concert. I mean, so many Irish people were struggling to get tickets for this, and there didn't seem to be a bother. People flying in from a lot from the US and certainly from other parts of the world, they'd no issue getting tickets and spending all the money, and including some very well-known celebrities. So Julia Roberts, Stevie Nicks, Travis Kelce were all in the VIP tent, and Taylor Swift paid special tribute to Stevie Nicks, saying that mentors are the reason why many can do what they do. So that was a nice tribute that she paid. You heard in the news there about SSE Electricity, which is cutting their electricity prices, and the Examiner says that households can expect to see that the major energy suppliers will all drop their prices again in the coming weeks. However, they've warned of a mixed outlook in the future that may offset these savings. So SSE, the latest, loads of them are doing it at the moment. Bonkers.ie expects that other major suppliers will follow suit with their own price cuts. So they're expecting Electric Ireland, Bord Gáis and Energia to also cut their prices for existing customers. However, there could be increases soon is what they're warning, and that would offset any of the savings that we make. We got our bill, €509. I was quite surprised by the price of it recently and changed our provider at the weekend after getting that bill. And a reminder, it's very easy to do. Get in touch with your new provider and they will cancel for you. So you don't have to contact the company you're with, certainly who we change to. You don't tell your existing provider. They will ring them up and tell them, hello, we now have your customer. Please give us their electricity details and their NPRN number and all that stuff. Now, what else is in the papers? Irish Independent says there's been a sharp increase in the number of teachers and special needs assistants forced to miss work as a result of being assaulted in schools. Last year, a total of 412 teaching staff availed of a special scheme operated by the Department for teachers and SNAs unable to perform their duties because of physical injuries from an assault at work. Patrick Kielty's in for more money. The Sun tells us, we heard last week that they're going to outsource The Late Late Show and Fair City. The Sun says that Patrick Kielty is in line to make €500,000 because RTE could hire his production company to make The Late Late Show. So Patrick Kielty would produce the show he presents, which happens a lot on US television. Doesn't happen much here, but does happen a lot across the pond. And he could make €500,000, according to The Sun. And finally, if you're looking for bland marriage advice, it comes from Ed Sheeran in The Mirror today, because Ed Sheeran says the secret to a happy marriage is having small, uncomfortable conversations that save arguments. He says, we talk a lot. This is him and his wife, Cherry. And he says, you have to kind of see it as bricks in a backpack. This is really eloquent stuff now. So you have to think that you're carrying around a load of bricks in your backpack. And if you can take a brick out quickly, then you can lighten the load. Marriage advice there from Ed Sheeran. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch on News Talk.